There's millions of them in the country, and without them, organisations and charities wouldn't be able to function. I'm talking about volunteers, people who give up their time to help others. And this week is Volunteers Week. But what makes a good volunteer, and why do people do it? Our Katie Cole has been to meet Barbara and Monica. They're volunteers at Food Nation, a social enterprise based in Biker.
I've been volunteering for nearly a year now. So I started last June, and I retired last May. And in the run-up to retiring, I've been looking at all sorts of opportunities to volunteer. It was something I really wanted to do. And Food Nation really stood out to me because I wanted to volunteer in something that I was really interested in. I love food, I love cooking. And just working with people who are enthusiastic around food and want to learn to cook from scratch with fresh ingredients and healthy cooking and to meet lots of new people. And it's a very young organisation. And as I was retiring, I used to work a lot with students and young people, and I just wanted to continue that because that was something I loved in my job.
And how often do you come here?
About once a week, a half day a week. What's great about volunteering with Food Nation for me is that you can dip in and out of it a little bit if you want to. So it's not a massive commitment because obviously being retired, I've got all sorts of things I'm doing. But on the whole, I'll volunteer for 6 or 8 week course and do each half day for that. And then there might be a little break of a week or two.
And what sort of things are you doing here?
Well, the volunteers help, first of all, when we arrive. We get here before all the people who are doing the course, and we set up all the ingredients, get things chopped that need chopping or whatever, and set up all the ingredients trays. Once the demonstration's been done, we go around and help people who might need help with various bits of it. And then we do quite a lot of washing up afterwards. I don't like washing up at home, but for some weird reason, I quite enjoy it here.
Yeah. And Monica, what about your background? How did you come to volunteer here?
Well, I am from the States. We moved here about 9 months ago, and I have a serious interest in food. I took culinary courses in the States before I came over and wanted to do something related with food and give back to my new community. So I went to the listings and found Food Nation and thought, well, I'll go and try a volunteer stint or two and see if I like them. And then I really enjoyed it. I love the fact that there are people from all walks of life, between the volunteers, the students, and the employees. You meet a lot of different people, all different ages and backgrounds.
What have you got out of it personally?
Well, I've made some good friends. Barbara and I have become good friends, as well as some of the staff that I see on a regular basis.
It is a way to meet new people and make friends. That wasn't my aim at all. It was, you know, to do the volunteering and to get something to do with food, etc. However, it has, again, it's been a bonus, yes. Monica and I, for some reason, our lives, even though they've been on the opposite sides of the Atlantic, we've had quite similar lives, really. So, you know, that's been great, yeah. And, you know, for me to meet somebody from the other side of the Atlantic and have a new friend, it's brilliant.
And Monica, what skills do you think you need to be a good volunteer?
I think you just have to be willing to do anything. You don't necessarily have to have cooking skills, although that would help. But I think you need to have patience. You need to be able to show up and do whatever is asked of you because, as Barbara said, we do have to wash up.
And you have different cooking styles, you know, with yourself coming from America. Is there different things that you do, or do you have different words for things? Is that one?
Definitely different words.
Like?
Coriander and
cilantro in the States.
And do you take the trash out rather than the rubbish?
Yes, she take out the trash.
She always has a purse with her. Never a handbag.
Never a handbag. Aubergine instead of eggplant in the States, aubergine here. Zucchini in the States, courgette here.
Spring onions
are scallions. In the States.
Scallions? Why don't you just call it onion? Far better word. Our Katie Cole, that was Barbara and Monica. And for more information on Food Nation and the great work they do, you can visit their website, foodnation.org.